on the tape here.
Once when Ariel was about that age, about six, I brought home a couple of cans of whipped cream from the store and some we put them on paper plates and made little pies out of them. We had a pie fight, splattering one another with these pies. We had to put on our bathing suits and went out in the front yard. And then we hosed one another off. And he has remembered that fondly, understands. And Stefan now wants to have a pie fight. So we'll have a pie fight one day.
Yeah, get in your own backyard.
Yes, in our backyard. And then we'll have a good time and throw at each other. It was one of those things that turned out to be a very, very memorable moment for Ariel. Mm-hmm. One of those silly moments of fun.
Yeah.
Well, did Big Mama ever lose her temper with you?
Oh, yes. She would threaten us and this, that, and the other. You'd think she's going to kill us. But she didn't. She took it out in quarreling.
Well, how did she quarrel?
Oh, she'd say, trapping lazy things. Why don't you get up and do so-and-so? She really laid us out.
And how did the daughters respond to that?
We got up and did whatever she wanted done, of course.
Was everybody quick and responsive? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember any one time when she really got mad at you?
No, I can't.
Did she have a good sense of humor?
Yes. She tried to conceal it all the time, but she had one.
Why would she conceal it?
I don't know.
Well, when did it come out?
In a lot of different little ways. She would be repeating something about such and such a thing that happened. She said, and it was all I could do to keep a straight face, you know. So forth.
Well, let's push on. Mm-hmm. This is a few more, another page of questions about your mother, and then similar ones about your father. Okay, what are some of your mother's best personal qualities?
I
about
named them.
You
know,
I think
things
you did too.
Enough.
What about some of the bad things about her? Can you think of any of her negative qualities?
No.
You're very loyal, aren't you?
Well, Mama was a good woman. She was a good person.
Which of her emotional qualities do you think you inherited from her?
I don't know.
Well, you mentioned loyalty earlier.
Yeah. Loyalty to family, of all things. And I don't know what I have.
Well, here's a more general question. In what ways do you think you're very much like your mother, and in what ways do you think you're different?
I've never given that enough thought to realize. It is. I think that one of the ways that I can have recognized is that I'm not content just to sit around. I want to be doing something. Well, most of the time, with my hand up and doing. Mama was too. She was a busy person. And I think that I've spent my life in too many little businesses. But I find that I think about Mama sometimes when I just keep pushing myself when I feel like sitting down and I just won't. So I don't know what kind of thing you call that. Turn it off so we can talk.
Now, how would you characterize your mother's attitude toward raising her children? A couple of aspects of that. Was she strict or more easygoing? What do you think were some of the main values she tried to teach you all?
Well, doing your duty and carrying your part of the load, excelling in whatever you do in school and so forth. Other, do the best you can, whatever it is. No halfway doing of anything. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing well. I've heard you say that over and over and over.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you think your other sisters took to that in the same way that you did?
Yes.
Now, there's a section here, what was your mother's attitude toward sex and sexuality in your opinion?
As far as we were concerned, she didn't even know anything about it. It was never mentioned.
Never mentioned. Did she ever give you or your siblings any sex education or talk about sex or marriage when you were growing up?
I don't think mothers did that a long time ago.
Was there anything really unusual about your mother?
I don't know of anything unusual.
What disappointments do you think she suffered in her life?
Terribly disappointed when Evelyn married so young. She was disappointed not in Evelyn, but in the adults who abetted the situation and helped her to slip away and marry at the age of 15.
And were those adults people that you knew?
They were. One was the sister of the groom. She was Uncle Clayton's sister, Ms. Mary Jane Meeks. She carried them in her car around to the Methodist parsonage and had the man marry them right there in town. We knew nothing about it until they were already on the train on the way to Florida.
Well, why do you think she played a part?
Tim was her younger brother living there with her. She wanted to get rid of him. That's what I firmly believe.
So she helped him get married so he would move away?
Yeah, she thought Papa would take him in the store. And Tim was on Tim's 19th birthday. He didn't know how to make a living, never learned how to make a living. And he was the father of James, Marvin, and Joanne. And sometimes they had him, but sometimes they didn't. He would come, they'd break up, they'd separate, and she'd have another baby, and she'd come home to have the baby. So she had those three children that went on. It was a terrible disappointment to Mom. Evelyn was 15, a very pretty girl. She was the prettiest one in the family. She had auburn curly hair and pretty brown eyes and light complexion and pretty features. And just in the bloom of youth, and she was never happy another day after she married him.
Well, what do you suppose motivated her to run off with?
I've often wondered. I wouldn't have had, I don't know, 8 foot under. Tim would have been the last man I would have chosen, I would say that way. But she was just enamored with the idea of having her own way, being on her own, I guess. Tim just kind of snowed her under.
Do you think the time came in her life when she just felt she needed to be out and away?
She was the only one of the family who was defiant to Mama.
When, was this just something that had been going on for a while, or did it develop when she was
well,
a teenager?
Evelyn was pretty, and Mama was worried about her all the time because they've always liked Evelyn a lot. And Mama was so protective of her that Evelyn resented it. Mama told me, no, you can't do something. That was the end of it. Because I was afraid not, afraid to do it. But not Evelyn. She'd have her way anyhow. She really had a head of her own. And it brought her lots of sorrow. And
that, of course, affected your life profoundly.
That's why I wouldn't marry up when I was young.